And continuing with the theme that we started yesterday about God liking the best, not the second best, some stories stick in your mind, don't they? This one does particularly for me. I don't know who it was. There was a lady who, when she was a young girl, knew that she had a call to mission abroad. I forget which country. But she met someone and she married someone and she had her children, and some 50 years later, possibly slightly less or slightly more, when she was in her late 60s, early 70s, she decided she would accept the call of God, went abroad, did the mission business, and everybody in the Christian world was hailing this as, what a wonderful sacrifice. I don't think so. Lord, let me first do this. Lord, let me have this first and then I'll go. There's no condemnation because God doesn't do that. But we shouldn't have applauded that, because we were giving him second best. She didn't give him her youth. She gave him her old age. I don't know how he sees it, but I know the principle that's laid down in Leviticus, that you give him the best. If you can't give him the best, don't give at all. Really, beloved, it is safer not to give at all rather than give him the dog end, the fag end, and when I've done everything else, you can have a bit. God bless you.